Eritrea marks Independence Day, but not everyone's free to celebrate. A group uses the technology of weather balloons to share the hope of Christ. And a mandate gets re-examined in Guatemala. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Eritrea just celebrated its Independence Day, but not everyone can celebrate freedom. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra says Eritrea is notorious for picking on Christians. There's secrecy and zero accountability.
Even such organizations as the Red Cross are not allowed into the country to visit detention centers or count prisoners and investigate the conditions under which prisoners are held. There's no formal prison records available.
An Eritrean Christian leader called persecution in Eritrea at its highest level ever.
Last week, 37 Christian students from the College of Arts and Social Sciences were arrested and taken to a military camp. There would be no record of them because they would never appear in court.
It didn't stop there. A few days later,
there was 5 men arrested from the Church of the Living God. Sources do not know where they're being kept.
And yet the gospel is going forward. Will you stand with them in prayer?
The way we have to pray is that they will keep the faith.
Meanwhile, it's going to be raining pamphlets in North Korea sometime soon. Voice of the Martyrs is planning a massive balloon launch that will send 352,000 gospel flyers into the communist nation. Last year, North Korea told its people not to touch the gospel flyers because they're covered in poison. 2 years ago, they made an army unit rush to gather the flyers before anybody could read them. Pray these gospel pamphlets will bring Christ's hope to an extremely close country. This is Mission Network News. Your prayers are needed for Austria. Operation Mobilization says plans to build Europe's largest brothel are in the works. Called the Fun Motel, it would service 1,000 customers a day. Human trafficking is on the rise in Europe. According to a recent report from the European Commission, trafficking went up 18% between 2008 and 2010. Ask the Lord to intervene in this situation. Pray the brothel won't be built. Find more at missionnetworknews.org. Next, international adoptions in the U.S. have plummeted 59% over the last 10 years. One reason is a lot of countries are closing their doors to international adoption, including Guatemala. They've got about 370,000 orphans. To meet the need, Orphan Outreach is challenging Guatemalan churches with God's mandate to care for orphans. On June 20th, Orphan Outreach and other organizations are sponsoring a conference in Guatemala City for local churches. President of Orphan Outreach, Mike Duras, explains the mission.
We're hoping about 400 pastors and Christian leaders to talk about orphan care and what the church can do to make a difference in these child's lives among the Guatemalan churches.
There are several ways you can get involved.
One is to go down there and actually work with local churches in their communities to minister to orphans. Partner with a church and send resources, but do it intentionally and with purpose, and then to pray.
And if you're a Christian in North America, you probably have more than one Bible. Why not brush the dust off the spares? Karen Hawkins of Bible Pathway Ministries.
Please don't ever underestimate what one single Bible can do. We have no idea until we get to heaven how many people's lives were changed because of that.
Bible Pathway is collecting extra copies of God's Word during their Bible reading marathon next Sunday. Bibles will then be sent to pastors and believers around the world, but it's only a drop in the bucket.
The request for the Bibles is always way beyond anything that we ever have a supply of.
Pray the upcoming Bible collection will exceed expectations. Pray Bible Pathway will get the funding and resources they need.
It's God's Word, it is breathing, it transforms lives, but we have to get it to the people.
If you have an extra Bible to send, just go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Churches are always looking for a great missions resource. How about the Mission Network News monthly bulletin insert? It's up-to-date news to help get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.